Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles Podcast is starting real soon.
Welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin. I'm joined by amazing, gorgeous, reoccurring guest, Brenna LaRocque. She's having an absolute meltdown in a very cute way.
That's what Andrew says when it's really not cute, is that it's cute.
I just don't know what to say. I never know what to say. So can I tell him what's going on with you? Or do you want to tell him?
Talk about it from your perspective.
All right. Well, from my perspective, you come in here. You're wearing a shirt with no sleeves. You say your arms look too big somehow. I mean, we did lift biceps today. We work out together constantly. I'm your trainer, and you don't pay me anything for it except for dirty looks and saying that you want to quit. But so she comes in here, and she's wearing a shirt with no sleeves. And she goes, I got to change. My arms look too big. She comes back out. You would think in some kind of long sleeve arrangement. No, she came out in a wool top that.
A sweater vest tank.
That showed your arms.
Yes.
She goes, my arms look terrible in this. I look terrible in this. Fuck this. Mm-hmm. You go back into the bedroom and you come back out. In another sleeve. Now, what's the mindset of, if my arms look bad, I like that you didn't cover them. I like that.
Here's the thing. There's like some sweater or some tank tops are cut differently than others. So some tank tops accentuate your arms in different ways.
We've talked about your big arms before. I don't.
No, it's like in a funny way, but it's a really huge insecurity of mine. And I just have to get over it because it's going to be summer. And I just.
I feel like right now people are going, fuck that bitch.
No.
She does not have big arms. Yes. No, yes, I think they're saying fuck that bitch. I think what they're saying, though, is we get it. I have insecurities about my body parts, too. Completely get it. Even if it looks good to other people, it doesn't necessarily look good to yourself. I get that. I feel the same way about my nipples, my fatty tits.
I see what you're talking about with your nipples. I'm joking.
I know. I was going to let it sit. You don't have to say you're joking. I'm a comedian.
No, because...
How bad are they?
Because
honestly... Look, if I had to wear a shirt right now that just accentuated my nips... It would be tough. I get it.
See, I'll accentuate my nips all day. I do it in the gym.
You like fucking walking around naked in our apartment. We have a crazy guy across the street.
There's a crackhead who looks up in our window.
Yeah.
And Andrew kind of didn't believe me at first when he was away in Cabo and I was explaining it to him. And Andrew's been home for a month and we haven't seen him. And then all of a sudden yesterday, he appeared in the same spot. Where he can see you right into our apartment, and he was yelling for hours.
At what point, here's the thing. He's an African-American guy. Where?
You know, I heard somewhere that saying African-American
is worse than black?
Yeah, because then you're saying that being, like, it's almost like insinuating, like, that black is bad. It's just like saying, like, it's a white guy.
Okay. It's a black guy. All right. So there's a black guy across the street. Well, the reason why I think I did that is to preface it with the fact that we were about to call the cops on him. And I think.
But why do you have to say it's a black guy? Why do you think that we do that?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it describes the person. And I do think that in today's society. That calling, being white and calling the cops on a loud white guy is completely cool. But if you do it to a black guy, it could be perceived as racist and you're not understanding your privilege and how.
But do you think it's racist because you think it's racist to call, like, if he was a white guy doing that, we would call the cops. But then is it like this internalized racism because you're choosing not to because you're scared of how it might look instead of just, oh, he's being a public disturbance and it doesn't have to do with the way the color of his skin?
I'm sure it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think I'm... I don't want to call the cops on anybody. Look, I empathize with the guy. I'm sure he's fucking had a... He probably didn't have the easiest life growing up. Whether he's white or black or fucking whatever the person is.
Still a crackhead.
I mean, we don't know if he even smokes crack.
Well, what else do you possibly think could be happening?
He could just be having a good time. He could be listening to this podcast. Sure. Anyhow, do you call the cops on somebody? Do you rat them out? I don't know.
Well, this is have you ever called the cops on anybody?
No, man. Snitches get stitches. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have. I'm trying to think.
I don't think I have either, mostly because I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because then you have to, like, make a report.
It's annoying. Yeah, to wait around. And mm-hmm. I mean, look, I don't want this guy to go to jail. I just want him to get the fuck off our corner.
It's his corner.
It is his corner. Okay, I don't want him. I want him to get off his corner across from our corner because we're only on the third floor. I was on the 12th floor. This is third floor problems.
This is, and you know what? We're facing the street. We are on the, I think, the loudest corner of this building. I'm very resentful of it. I miss living in a quiet part of St. Louis.
Okay, so let's move out to your shitty apartment that you lived in.
It was a great apartment. It was a great apartment in some ways. And
your air conditioner sounded like Sparta was coming after us.
No.
Listen, what's wrong? What's wrong with that?
You know, all I can think about is how somebody is going to comment on the YouTube and be like, I see what Brett is talking about with their arms.
That's what you're still thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
After that whole diatribe about racism and whether to call the cops and if I've earned internalized racism that I haven't dealt with and all you're worried about is the circumference of your biceps?
Yeah.
And whether someone's going to call them flabby?
No, just big.
Well, I'm sure they could do flabby too.
Oh, God. Okay. Well.
Okay. Anyhow, before this podcast, Brenna was getting ready. We live in a one bedroom, one bathroom, and you had to do your hair and your makeup.
Mm.
You made me shit down the hall. I go, I have to shit. And you said, well, you can't do it here. And you said it in a way, this is what Brenna does. This is her move. She says something extremely hurtful.
Oh my God.
In a very serious tone. And then when I go, wow, you go, I was kidding.
No, that's not what happens. Sometimes I like to just poke the bear.
But the bear can't always. This is the thing. I'm a bear. You don't want to poke a bear. You know what I mean? A bear, I got these claws that I bite a lot.
Andrew.
What?
The wrath of you, there is none. And that is why I love you so much.
Oh, there's a fucking wrath.
No.
I've shown you a wrath.
No.
A rash?
I don't mean a wrath as in a, you don't have a, you don't let me walk all over you at all.
Okay.
But you're a kind person and you have a lot of empathy and
okay.
Yeah.
But there's a bear in there.
You're a big bear.
Yeah, underneath all
you're
that.
You're a big teddy bear.
Tickle, tickle. Okay. So I had to go shit down the hall. Look, here's the thing about me shitting.
No,
let me just talk.
No, first of all.
Let me talk.
Okay, go ahead.
I, unfortunately, for myself, I feel very comfortable shitting in a public bathroom.
Solid.
And soft. And wet. I do it all in there. And So when you fucking tell me that I gotta go shit down the hall, I don't mind, because your boy can shit anywhere. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So joke's on you. But also, we need a second bathroom, I think.
Well, we have one. It's just down the hall. It's just a bit of a commute.
Secondly, we're done going out to dinner.
Oh, it's the worst.
What are we doing? Why do we do it?
We tried to get, I feel like tonight we like secretly wanted to make up for last night, which was, I just looked in the mirror or the thing and you I looked look like a wrestler. The,
babe, you gotta stop.
I know. Okay, so Andrew and I go to...
what kind of wrestler?
Sumo.
Sumo arms. So, yeah, we go to... Okay, can we... Let's rewind to go... We never go out to dinner. Rarely do we go out to... If we go out to dinner, it's one sushi place. It's all you can eat.
Or it's like a group... Not like a group thing, but we're like... I don't know. I guess we're with people, so it's a group thing.
Sometimes I forget that COVID happened, okay? In the sense that we went through a pandemic. You go to restaurants now. Three people are working. Yeah. I forget that there's like a shell shock still. It's very slow moving. That being said, so the service is usually pretty shoddy. We like Thai food. We go, you know what? There's a Thai food right next to us. You call up. They go, 10 minutes. 10 minutes, whatever you want, 10 minutes. There's not a better two words, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what you're getting every time.
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We go. We get our food. We know exactly what we're getting. We pick it up. We don't eat there. We're in. We're out. We're at home. We're watching TV. We're sitting on the couch. We're skipping through Netflix. We usually finish our meal before we even find a show, and then we go to bed. We both look at TikTok and we fall asleep.
Dude,
is that not our night? Is that not our life? That's our whole life.
It's a dream.
It is a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Some would say a nightmare, but
it's a dream.
It is a dream.
We live the dream.
Our we have basic
no kids.
I said it today. I go, we're generic as fuck, and you were like, whoa, babe, no, we're not. I was like, it's not negative. We're perfectly basic, generic couple.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go, let's step out. Let's find a different Thai place. Not 10 minutes.
Mm.
15 minutes.
We drove.
We drove.
We drove to the Grove.
To the Grove. 3.8 miles.
St. Louis Grove. That's where it's at. Get your Thai food and then you go back home where it's safe. And you never want to leave again. But then you try the next night to go somewhere else and you hate it all over again.
You heard it there.
Yeah.
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 Brenna actually can really sing. Sometimes we'll sing and I'll try and she'll laugh at me. I feel like I have some bit of talent. But what were you singing the other night that was really good?
Well, we forgot to finish our Thai story.
Oh, okay.
But then we can talk about what I was singing. It'll give me some time to try to remember it.
Yeah.
So we go to this Thai restaurant and
first, before that, we ask people, we go,
oh,
this is the difference between, I'm not a New York, LA fucking dickhead. I'm not. I'm really not. But you can go to about 135 Thai restaurants in New York City
mm-hmm.
within three blocks that are all better than the ones in St. Louis. So, it's fine. I'm not saying that St. Louis has decent cuisine. We went to that place, Katie's Pizza. It was great.
It's all right.
Okay. Shots fired?
No, I mean, they have great donuts.
So, one person, I'm playing golf. The guy goes, you got to go to King and I. And then your friend recommended King and I.
I mean, I've heard King and I. It's top rated on Google.
On Yelp.
Everywhere. King and I. Okay.
So we think, okay, you know what? We're going to step out. We're going past 10 minutes. We're going to 20 minutes.
Date night.
Ready to go. Saturday night. We're looking, or Sunday night. but it's her Saturday because she has Mondays off. We're both looking hot, sexy. I think neither one of us showered.
Yeah, we looked pretty bad.
So then we get there, and when I shit you not, it felt like we were in the living room of like an old apartment building.
Well, you walk in and it's like a walk-up apartment building, but they just happen to knock out some walls and there's a restaurant.
Yes.
In the
It's like your old apartment you lived in that's better than this apartment, yes. Which I'm going to make kick you out tomorrow.
Okay. So we're both on the lease, so fuck off. You're not.
They know who pays more. I told them. I wrote them a message today.
Well, first of all, I don't know why I told you to fuck off, but you don't get to kick me out. That made me mad.
What, you saying fuck off? Kicking you out? I'm not kicking you out.
I'm kicking you out.
I'll be on the corner yelling. See what you do then.
Get a boombox.
Maybe I will. Where were we? Okay. So we go to the Thai place. There's like four. There's room for maybe 20 tables. There's five tables. They're all filled. They go, I don't know. Someone's getting up. Maybe 20 minutes. That's another thing they do in St. Louis. They'll go, oh, someone's getting up. How about 35 minutes? Is that okay for a wait? And then they'll call, in 2 minutes they go, table's ready.
But I think that that's a thing. Like they just say like, oh, we have tables like 30 to 35. One, to get rid of the wait line because some people are like, screw that, I'm not waiting. And then two, if you get seated in 15 minutes when they told you 35, you're a happy customer starting from the get-go. I think that that's just a...
No, it's a good tactic. Yeah. It's a good tactic. They go, look, oh, is it two? Okay, yeah, it's going to be 7 hours and 45 minutes. And then... It's like an hour, and they're like, wow, man, this place rules. Thank you so much for your... I can't believe you did it. Yeah, so it sucks. So anyways, down. We sit down. We're still excited somehow.
Because when you... When so many people recommend it, it's top rated, and then you walk into a restaurant that is not American cuisine, and it doesn't look so great on the inside. Sometimes those are the best places.
Yes, a hole in the wall.
Yes.
Is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like there were a lot of them there. And then people were like looking through them like... Anyways, so... Okay, this is another thing.
So
about our dinner. Okay, go ahead.
No, everything's brown. The floors are brown. The chairs are brown. There's like, I don't even think any lights were on. It was just lit by the outside. There's no music.
It's like a weird quiet. No music.
It's like a cafeteria sound. There's two waiters.
Very unhappy.
No, they didn't say anything to us.
Nothing.
The whole time. Okay.
So then me and Brenna are different. When a waiter comes out and goes, hey, do you want, what kind of drink do you want? Or do you want to start with any appetizers? My move is to go, I know exactly what I want. I don't want to stay in this fucking hellhole of a restaurant. I want to freaking get in, get out, get my food, and get back home on the couch to pretend to watch Netflix and then a TikTok and go to bed. That's what I want to do. So then I like to order my entree right up the bat because my theory is you go, no, I don't need an entree. I'll just get a drink and then... They don't come back to take your order for your entree for another 10, 15 minutes when you'd be ready maybe 3 minutes after that. So there's that big window. Brenna, on the other hand, she's a looker. She's a voyeur. You like to look through a menu. You don't know. You don't really decide well.
Because I want the best thing.
But you never get the best.
I always get the worst. Because I think about it too hard.
You do. You got to pick, go run with your guns. There was green curry, which would have been better. And then this is Brenna's order from a lot of these places. It's pad thai, which pad thai is a very go-to dish. I get that. She likes it spicy. A spicy pad thai dish.
Listen, because I like a lot of noodles,
yeah.
And the drunken noodles sometimes is too many veggies.
Okay, drunken noodles usually has as many noodles as pad sayu. I got introduced to pad sayu in New York. It's a wide rice noodle. It's fucking delicious. Listen,
so So this time they can't make the pad thai spicy. So I got drunken noodles, and
there were no noodles.
There were no noodles.
It Maybe they got drunk and never came.
Tomatoes cut in half.
It was bad. It was so greasy.
It was in a literal puddle of oil.
Yeah. They must have known the podcast they what did. We did. So I got pad thai. It was skinny noodles. So much grease. I mean, insane amount of grease. I was so hungry, though, that I went in. I went in hard. Brenna did not eat any of her food.
I nipped.
So mind you, this is the same girl that wanted to order three entrees to bring more home.
No.
And got mad at me when I said, let's start with two.
Because
I'm making you sound like an animal. But this is all true.
Because I
You need to hear this.
Because I can't make up my mind, and it all looks good, and I don't know which one's going to be the best one. So I wanted a green curry, I wanted a pad thai, and I wanted a
and so then and instead you got drunken noodles, which is kind of a mixture of both those things.
Yeah.
So anyways, she didn't eat at all.
You.
I was so mad. Wait, what's that?
You were just like, no.
What? What do you mean? Oh, about
you
the third
can't
entree?
Get three entrees, and I was like, it was like you were fat shaming me in that moment.
First of all, I was, because we've seen your arms. But they're not. They're great. Here's the thing. This conversation makes it sound like I'm running the shots here. Like
you do.
Babe, if we go to fucking Whole Foods. And I think every time we call each other babe, people wants to probably stab their fucking ears.
Sorry.
Baby. When we go to Whole Foods, you're an animal. You're an absolute animal when you shop. You turn a switch. You're a little Hitler in there. You are.
What?
I'm like, hey, can I get eggs? We have eggs. Hey, can I get peanut butter? We got two more scoops left. Hey, babe. I just want to look at the rice cakes. Oh, they're for pussies. I'm like, babe, can I eat anything here? And you're like, I want three things. I came here for three things. Ice cream, chicken nuggets, and... I got another thing. So then I don't get anything I want, ever.
True.
I don't get anything I want.
Stop.
I get like one thing I want. And she's like, well, I don't know if we're going to have room for that in the car. My car that you drive all the time. So anyways, she's like, I don't think you should get two things. And I was like, so then anyway, so I'm in the line, or I'm about to get in the line. And Brenna, I kind of feel like, is in a hurry. She knows what she's going to get. I go, where's Brenna? This is just two Whole Foods ago. She's over in the cheese, talking to the cheese sommelier guy, Samyon Cheese. And she's trying different cheeses.
I went to go grab something really quick, and then you found me three aisles over cheese tasting.
She's like, hurry, you can't get water. No time. We have no time for LaCroix. Where's Brenna? Oh, where's this cheese from? Oh. Mm. Ooh, south of France. Is this a cheddar? You're like, is this a Gouda? Yes. Oh, yes. Ooh, good on my palate. Tastes like heavenly hibiscus.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Anyhow, yeah, every time we shop, it's But I've
and
laid
then,
my foot down a little bit.
And then we have to organize the things in the conveyor belt in a certain way. And I think, I've never worked at a grocery store, but I think when you, like, well, we bag our own stuff at Whole Foods because we bring our own bags.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the cans to go with the cans. The frozen stuff needs to go with the frozen stuff. The chips need to go with the bread. Just it. The
why?
Veggies and the
why?
Food, because it just makes sense that way.
Why?
because it needs to be because it packs but, well together.
No, that's when you get home, all those things can go to their houses. When they're out and about in out there on the conveyor belt, they're having a good time. They're at recess. They're on the playground together.
But don't you think that instead of when the cashier has to type everything, the codes in for the bananas and the apples and the peppers and the cucumbers, they want to do that all at once instead of, bananas, 53201.
That makes sense.
Bread.
Okay. Boom. That makes sense.
So
that makes sense. That part makes sense.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense. Uh-huh. But things needing to go to their same home doesn't make sense.
No, it does make sense. It makes sense. What doesn't make sense to you is that you don't understand why I need it to be that way. But it does make sense.
No. I get why you need it to be that way, because someone early on told you that things need to be in order or your life is going to fall apart. That I get. The thing that I do get as well, I get the idea of a rogue cucumber and some rogue peppers.
It's wild.
That need to be typed in, need to be together.
Well, also, if there's somebody else is bagging our stuff for us, they have to bag it in a way that they are not damaging our goods. So why the heck would we put the bananas first down the conveyor belt and the eggs in the middle and then the bread at the end? And they're just like...
By the way, we had a bag yesterday. We were carrying around things. Brenna made me hold the bananas out of the bag for fear of... She comes from a long family of banana smashers, apparently. She's lost a lot of bananas because she has banana SD, TSD, BTSD.
STD?
Maybe, with bananas. So anyhow, it was, we shop together, we eat together, we try to figure it out. Brenna hates when I say when we have things not in common. She thinks that makes me think that maybe I wouldn't want to.
No, because you always say, we're so different from each other than this. I never hear you say, I think we're a great match because of this.
Not true. You stick on the negative. You hear the negative. You never hear when I say, hey, I'd love to throw my banana in your ass. You never hear that.
I don't want you to throw it. I want you to gently place it in there.
With the other cucumbers?
Yes. Please go slow.
All right. So we asked.
Wait. We got to talk about.
No, we will. We'll talk about it next week. The David Spade stuff?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
Let's get into. So we asked people to send us stories, and we'd love for you to send us stories to thepuddlespodcast.com. Oh, wait. No, it's not.
What?
I fucked that up. It is the Puddles Podcast Gmail account. So at Gmail. The Puddle. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Here, will you read it? It's.
Okay. This is the email address that you can send things to. thepuddlespodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Send it to that. Send us your. We really want your most embarrassing stories, your darkest humor stories. We want shit that like a story you would tell your friends, but maybe you don't even know your friends that well because you don't want them to judge you your whole life. But like a story that a juicy fucking story. That's what we want. And don't make it too long because neither one of us like to read. Okay, here we go. See? And by the way, we haven't read these, so we're going to go through some of these stories. I got pulled over for the very first time a couple months ago at age 28. He asked for my insurance card and I panicked. I was confused why he would need that, but handed him my health insurance card. As soon as I did, I said, you want my car insurance, don't you? He said, yes, ma'am. I'm glad you have health insurance, though. I think he let me go because he felt bad for me being a dumb bitch. I'm also a mother of two. So thank God they weren't in the car for him to judge me even more. My husband will never let it go. Look, maybe your car has its own health insurance. I get it. It's something that I would do if I carried either card. I could see you doing something like that.
Me?
I don't know. Yeah.
No.
Okay. way to make her feel alone. Okay. Here we go. My husband and I were on the couch watching a movie. And he started taking his clothes off and wanted to do it doggy style while I watched TV. I told him to get the lube and put it on me, so he did. After he puts it on me and starts putting it on him, I feel an intense cold burn. After a couple of seconds, my vagina was burning, and I asked him to see the lube. Turns out he grabbed Icy Hot. These stories are very similar in a way. That he uses for his back, which was next to the lube on the nightstand.
Wow.
We spent the day showering and taking several baths to get rid of my icy vagina and his penis. I feel like those two people can be friends, though. They seem very forgetful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we keep lube over there.
See, it's the same thing. Like, our lube is in this, in the bedroom, and the icy hat is in the
Yeah, you got to keep them separate, yeah. Because like, when your dick is...
My health insurance is in my credit, or is in my wallet, and my car insurance is in my glove box. I'm not going to mix those two up. Why is your icy hot next to your lube?
I mean, his back must be really in bad shape.
Yeah, either maybe that, they do like bed back massages or something.
That or he's really lazy. Yeah. Or he has a bad back, obviously. But yes, you're right. You got to keep it separate.
Yeah.
You got to keep it separate. You can't, especially when you're horned up, your dick's hard, you'll grab anything to lube it up.
What's like the first thing that made you horny ever?
Ever?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember like what or like what's like the first thing that you like turned you on like you wanted to like masturbate to? Is that too TMI?
No, nothing's TMI here. If anything, I always don't go TMI because you still have a job. I think TMI. I don't know why I just said TMI.
Why is that so funny?
It's so funny. First of all, TMI. Because you know how dumb I am that I said that for no reason other than I heard it and then I had to repeat it because I forgot to talk right. So TMI. No. So, you know, I got to feel like Showtime or Cinemax. So Cinemax after 11 o'clock would have like, you know, movies, softcore porn kind of movies.
Mm.
So it had to have been around that era of seeing tits. I remember there was this movie called Blown Away. And there was this really like famous actress named Nicole Eggert. I'm not saying her last name right. And she was so hot. And I remember her naked in like a hallway.
I gotta look this girl up.
You could look her up. Nicole Eggert. So anyways, so it was her. And then I probably like started to tickle my cock that night.
Thinking of Nicole.
I also like, you know, we've talked about it. But
Eggert?
Like, yeah, that's it. She's a blonde. I mean, you know, back in the day, like you got to look at her. I mean, that's her
like
now.
Heather McMahon. Don't you think?
Yeah. That, but go like when.
I don't really know like. From what I know, Heather McMahon looks like I've seen her Instagram a few times.
Babe, you're like,
am I right? No. Hey,
I'll show you what she looked like in Blown Away. You like pulled up like a current photo. That's like what I.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Like yeah, she's
this
gorgeous.
Scene where she's in, she's getting eaten out in a hallway.
Yeah. Okay.
Like literally every picture is just her having an orgasm.
She's beautiful.
She kind of looks like you if you dyed your hair blonde.
I mean, she's still beautiful.
Anyhow. So, why? What did you whack it to the first, or what got you horned up the first time?
God, the first time?
Putting your groceries away together?
Probably just like a book I was reading. I feel like I remember like a book like really turning me on.
What book?
I don't know.
Look at you, you little scholar.
I
wonder what you were reading that turned you on back then.
I know what it was.
Huh?
I know what it was.
Oh, what was it?
I don't want to say.
Cat in the ass? What was it?
I don't want to say.
Why?
Because I don't know if there, I don't know if it's fully Right? But I feel like there was like a scene in the book that turned me on.
What book? Why are you keeping this from people?
Because I don't want to seem like a weirdo.
You're not weird.
But I might be misremembering.
Okay,
it wrong.
What was the book? Stop.
I don't know. I feel shy.
Oh my God.
I feel shy.
What's the book?
I don't know.
Just say the fucking book. It's not a big deal.
Okay, Mr. Wrath.
Oh, Grapes of Wrath?
No.
Oh.
What?
I thought that was the book.
Lord of the Flies.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
What was the book?
I think it, there was a sexual scene in it.
Okay.
If there wasn't, then I'm remembering it incorrectly. But I think it was the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Okay.
Why
is that weird?
I don't know, because I like
don't. It's weirder that you're reading that instead of seeing the movie.
No,
that's
like
weird.
A young girl. Like, that's what everyone read. But I
But why is that weird? Because it's such a child book?
No, I mean it is, but like I don't remember. I think there was like a sexual scene in that book. If not, it's a different book, but it's a book like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
But why would you be embarrassed?
I don't know. I just like what I don't want people to know like what like sparked my like I don't know. I just feel shy. I just feel shy. That's all. I don't have an explanation.
So mine was blown away on Cinemax, a girl getting eaten out in the hallway, and yours were about some pants going around town.
What?
All right, next story. Growing up, whenever my little sister was annoying to me and she made me mad, one day I would put an ice cube in her betta fish bowl before school. It would be cold enough to kill the fish by the afternoon, and the ice cube would be melted by the time she got home from school. This feels like a riddle. Then later that week, my parents got her another one. I'm a cold, quiet killer. Poor fishes. Probably did this four times. Never told anyone. Woo, that felt good. Okay. These are,
wow.
I guess we're a confessional.
What does that person do for a living now? I want to know.
I mean, I think he works at PetSmart. yeah, that, holy shit. I don't even know what to make of that. Part of me respects.
Did you used to do anything sneaky like that to your siblings? Like, were you guys like, were you sneaky at all?
No, my older brother would trick me a lot because I was the dumb one.
Mm.
He did this thing where like, he had like a knife in his hand or he asked me to pass him a knife. And then he had ketchup in his hand, and I didn't know. And he acted like I cut him.
So innocent.
And I was like crying hysterically, thinking I cut him to death. He was like, it was pretty bad. And then the other time, like he did this thing where like I was on a plane, and he told me to punch the packet of ketchup. It was always ketchup, but like punch a packet of ketchup just to see what would happen. Like I was too young to I kind of knew, and I hit it. And when I shit you not, this ketchup flew about 9 feet and landed on an 89-year-old woman's face. And she just looked at me like, ah! on a plane. Dude, it was wild. So much ketchup on her face. And I was like, it's not blood. I know it's not blood because my brother tricked me one time before. But yeah, why? Were you doing fucking shady shit?
My brother John used to, my mom would tuck us in every night, and he had like an old mason jar of sour gummy worms on top of this big armoire for my mom. Like each night that she would tuck him in, he would give her one sour gummy worm as like a snack or like a reward for tucking him in. And I just used to like, he put them up so high on it, he thought, because I was the youngest, he thought I couldn't get up there. But every time he was gone, I would climb up his bed and find and like up the window.
Oh, that's
and
when
then
your
like
arms got
onto
big.
The armoire, and like would eat a gummy worm, and I would eat it like one day at a time so that he wouldn't notice. Because it's just yeah.
Oh, so. Never mind. In college, I would steal money from my roommate, but just change. So I would just take quarters.
Yeah.
To buy myself a double stack, like hamburgers. I got so fat. He's like, are you stealing
money? I used to steal gum.
From who?
Shell gas station.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Like, I loved bubble gum. For like my whole childhood, I was like, always like, I gotta get my hands on some bubble gum.
I feel like like, if you're stealing something that's under $2, now I would feel bad, I guess. But, like, back then, you don't know. You just think, like, ah, oh, they could just replace it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I guess it adds up, but, you know.
I mean, I stole a lot of bubble gum. I'm so good at it.
All right, these two stories are way, I mean, okay, guys, you can't make them. All right, I'm going to read one more story, and then we're going to get out of here. Hi, Andrew and Brenna, a.k.a. Besties for Life. That's nice. My embarrassing story actually happened to my husband, but I have his permission to share. I'll preface by saying when he shits, he gets as nude as possible and stands straight up when he wipes his ass.
Oh, my God.
We were at, why, do you stand up to wipe your ass?
No, I'll share after the story.
You know, I wipe my ass sometimes, which means a lot, from under my balls.
Yeah, that's how I wipe my butt, too. Under my balls.
Wait, you wipe back to front?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people do that. People are going to say you got shit in your pussy.
No, no, no. Like, I reach this way.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, I reach, like.
Oh, but then you push away from your vagina?
Yeah.
Impressive. I wipe right towards my balls, but I swear I don't get poop on my balls. But
are you just quick with it?
I'm just like, I'm too lazy to go all the way around. I'm
okay, I lied a little bit. I do sometimes go front to
back to front.
But I don't get poop in my pussy.
I don't. What else are you lying about?
I alternate.
No, you don't. You mean 90-10? DMI. Wait. So you... Okay. We know the numbers. All right. We were at one of my favorite restaurants, or one of our favorite restaurants. Was it King and I? And he suddenly had to take a shit. So he goes to the bathroom and apparently doesn't lock the door. As he's fully standing up, mid-wipe, pants off, an older gentleman opens the door and catches him bent over wiping his ass. He proceeds to shut the door and scurry away. My husband finishes wiping and comes out of the bathroom, having to walk by the same older gentleman's table, looking him straight in the eyes. He comes back to our table where he whispers the story to me, and I proceed to die laughing for a solid 13 minutes. I'm sure I have plenty more stories, most of them involving shit of some kind. This is just the first that came to mind. Thanks for reading all the swells. Jackpot.
This reminds me of the time.
First of all, I love that this guy walked in on him shitting and like was just like, cool, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, whatever.
I know.
It's a public bathroom. It's bound to happen to some people.
Anyways, what does the story remind you of?
It reminds me of the time I walked in. I thought...
Oh, when I was shitting?
The shower was running. I thought Andrew was in the shower, so I just, like, had to go into the bathroom for something and walked in the bathroom, and Andrew was completely naked. Completely naked.
With my feet on
with his feet up on the squatty potty. So he was like sitting up like a gorilla.
Yeah.
Looking at his phone, hunched over. Well,
probably wiping my ass.
It was the most terrifying thing.
No wonder why you can't have orgasms with me.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not because of that? Is it the trash? Should I wear pants that are traveling? sister of the traveling pants. That's what she was worried about saying. It's so funny. All right, man. Well, that's the podcast. This is really fun. I think this is a good format for us. Send us your stories. thepuddlespodcast@gmail.com. That flowed really nice. I was really happy. And I'm going to be on tour opening for Nikki Glaser. You should come to a live show. If you go to andrewcollincomedy.com, you could see all the shows. This Friday, I'm going to be in Winnipeg. And then Saturday, Vancouver. And then the next weekend, I'll be in Austin. And then Irving, Texas, and Houston, Texas. So...
anyhow, check out AndrewCollinComedy.com to see all the dates, and hopefully you can catch a live show. And I'm sure Brenna will be at some gigs, so you can see both of us, and we could talk about the sisterhood and the traveling pants, TMI. Anything else, Bren?
No, have a good week.
Puddles, puddles, everybody now, puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Everybody now, puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down. If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. You're standing in deep, you're getting real wet. You ain't that deep because you're kind of shallow. Shallow in the brain and shallow in your heart. You'll never get that deep inside the water, girl. You'll never get that deep. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Everybody now, puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down. Yo, when you're standing in the puddle, you don't know where to go because you're so deep, you don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how wet I am because I'm so wet. That's who I am. I'm so wet. Wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. I'm so, so, so wet. Now, come on in. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Everybody now, puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.
Yep, I. That's right.